there was big news just last night with the departure of Dr. Vinay Prasad. He had been there as the director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. He was only there for 3 months. There was a lot that had happened, I would say, just over the last 3 or 4 days, where he took some incoming, not the least of which was from the Wall Street Journal in an op-ed that they put out, just saying that he was stopping innovation. He was opposed to some of these things. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the irony about that Wall Street Journal piece is that some of the drugs they criticized him for were not even in his center. He had nothing to do with them. And he did a tremendous amount of implementation of new policies in the time that he was at the FDA. I think the guy's a genius. He's published 550 scientific peer-reviewed studies in his career. He's 42 years old. So he gave us some of his time. Look, he's got family in California. The commute was brutal. And then when he saw some of these sort of smear pieces, he didn't want to be a distraction. So we're going to continue to talk to him. But we've got tremendous leadership there. Our top drug regulator, by the way, was not that role. Our top drug regulator is filled by this new guy, George Tidmarsh. MD, PhD, double fellowship trained in neonatology and oncology, and led La Jolla Therapeutics. So he is a drug developer himself. I think 7 different drugs he developed himself. He knows the FDA from both sides, and he's an academic with impeccable credentials from Stanford.
What will happen? Who's going to be coming in to replace Dr. Prasad?
So, look, we have a lot of interest from talented people, so we'll take a look at that interest. But we've got George Tidmarsh right now that sits as our top drug regulator.